Hallelujah. Shalom and blessings in the Messiah's name. Shalom chavarim, shalom friends and family. I welcome you this morning in the wonderful name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. And Father, right now, in that mighty name, we ask that your Ruach HaKodesh would fall among us here in this sanctuary and among the homes, Lord God, the multitudes that are watching this on Zoom. And Lord, we just pray that your presence would just fill every home today and that you would touch us by the power of your Holy Spirit as we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Be Hashem Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. I want to share with you, hopefully, a very short message called the Chopped Liver Blessing. Hallelujah. Genesis 12:2 says, "And I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now, the Hebrew word for blessing is barucha. In the Jewish culture, there is a blessing for everything. A blessing on your head, mazel tov, mazel tov. There's a blessing for everything. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep, when you see the stars, when you see the moon, etc. There's blessing when you see the snow or the first of the day or a flower blooming. There are blessings. And out of our mitzvah, when a boy becomes a man, there is a blessing over the boy at the bar mitzvah, a blessing over his parents, a blessing over the bread, a blessing even over the chopped liver, a blessing of the person who made the chopped liver. There is a barucha for everything. And if you are born again, you are a child of Avraham. You are Jewish in spirit. And that means you have the blessing of walking in the blessing of Israel. Now, you may ask me, Marvin, how do you do that? You learn the blessing of having a blessing for everything. I'm going to say that again. You learn the blessing of having a blessing for everything. God promises to work all things out for the good, for blessing. So everything in your life, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how good it looks or how bad you feel, in the end, a blessing is going to take place. I'm going to say that again. God promises, he promises to work all things out for the good, for the blessing. So everything in your life, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how good it looks, no matter how bad it looks, or how you feel, in the end, a blessing from God. Praise the Lord. God works everything out for his glory, the good, the bad, and the ugly, to draw you into his presence and also to make your character his character. Praise God. I want to have his character. I've been called a character. Oh, that Marvin, he's a character, but I want to have the character of the Lord. You know, so we need to learn to give thanks and bless God for everything. And you will live a blessed life. And you'll remember to thank him too, even for the chopped liver. Now, today I ask you, how many blessings, how many baruchas can you say to God today? Say as many as you can all day. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart today be a blessing unto the Lord and a blessing to those around us. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the blessing and the breaking. It says in Luke 24, chapter 30, and it says, "And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took the bread and he blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open and they knew him." Luke 24, 30. "And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and he blessed it and he brake it and he gave it to them. And their eyes were open and they knew him." Now, there is a simple truth here demonstrated in this post-resurrection encounter with Messiah. Can you see it? I cannot think of a single messianic believer that does not desire the blessings of God. We earnestly seek and desire God's blessing on our life. We want the Lord to bless our spiritual life, our home life, our children, our finances, our ministry, our congregations, our churches. Is there anything wrong with that? And the answer is, of course not. But the fact remains that we do not always get what we ask for. And what does it mean to be blessed? The common assumption, I believe, is that when God blesses a person, they will enjoy physical health. financial prosperity, and a general sense of happiness and well-blessing. I want us to see that when Yeshua blesses someone, he breaks it. And the blessing results in the breaking. The prayer for more results in less. And the request for increase results in decrease. The prayer for blessing results in brokenness. Do you want to be a blessing to other people, or do you want to be a burden? Marvin, what did you just say? I said, do you want to be a blessing to other people, or do you want to be a broken? Now, most Messianic believers would say they want to be a blessing to others. So God blesses them, and then he breaks them. What's going on here? Simply put, the blessing of the Lord is to be reduced to Messiah. The blessing of the Lord is to be reduced to the Messiah. Now, who is blessed? Not the one who is rich in spirit, but the one who is poor in spirit. The poor in spirit possesses the kingdom. Those who are broken are blessed, and those who are blessed are broken. The heart cry of a disciple, of a believer is more of Yeshua and less of me. Now, Marvin, how do we get more of Yeshua? By getting less of us. How do we get more of Yeshua? More of Jesus, the Messiah, by getting less of us. With less of me, there is more of him. With less of me, there is more of him. As I am decreased, he is increased. And this is what it means to be blessed. You know, a brother in the Lord, he related a story of his experience to me. As he was watching TV, he says, he came across a woman who was saying, increase, increase. And God wants you to increase all that you have. And the brother said to me, he staggered out of his chair and laughing. And he said, decrease, decrease, keep decreasing me, Lord, till all that is left is you. And I say that today, Lord, more of you, less of me. Lord, may you increase and I decrease. I want more of you. Now, we used to sing a song many years ago. I want more of Yeshua, more and more and more. I want him. I desire him. I am complete in him, and nothing else satisfies me. Mishpucha, family, when we understand the blessing and the breaking, then we will find ourselves responding the same way. And what I love about this brother, that he laughed at the rejection of increase, and he embraced decrease. This is what it means to take up the cross. More of you, Lord, less of me. Lord, I desire the things of the kingdom of God, none of the things of this world. The things in this world do not bless me. The things of the world do not make me happy, but only when I'm in you, more of you, less of me. The things of the kingdom are what excites me. When I hear testimonies of believers, what God is doing in their life, it blesses me, it encourages me, and we need to encourage one another daily. We cry out for increase, but God has already, past tense, blessed us in Ephesians 1:3. With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Messiah. We have that blessing already. What are we lacking is the blessing. We want the blessing without the breaking. We need the breaking. I want to be broken, Lord. I want to be a broken man. I want to be a humble man. You know, I love being around humble, broken men of God and women of God. I've been around those who think they're the next big thing. I'm looking to those that are humble, that are broken. God uses the broken vessel, and God wants to use you no matter what circumstance you are going through, has happened in your life. There is a calling on your life. God loves you with an everlasting love, and he desires to move through you in a way that you've never thought. God does not want you to be just a pew, somebody who sits on the pew. There's a calling of you in your life. There's a purpose in your life. And God desires you to humble yourself, to be a broken vessel for him. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Praise you, Lord. Do you want more of him? Do you want to see him for who he is? Do you want to go deeper? Do you want to have your eyes open? Embrace the blessing and the breaking. Receive them both today. If you are a bruised reed or a broken cistern, take heed. because you are making progress. John 6:32 says this, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then he said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Yeshua said to them, "I am the bread of life." The people were asking Yeshua to give them bread, but failed to recognize that he himself is the bread of life. They worked and they toiled for something which would perish, but they were not willing to receive the true bread that would perish. The significance of the Lord Yeshua is that he can give us bread, but that he is the bread. Hallelujah. He is the bread. He is the bread. And my first closing and last closing is this. The blessing of brokenness. It says in Psalms 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. Now we've all seen restored furniture. Restoring furniture involves stripping away old varnish or paint with strong chemicals. And this reveals all the old scratches, the gouges, and the spots on the piece. The sanding takes place. Next, the wood is rubbed with coarse sandpaper in order to smooth out its imperfections. And then the furniture is ready to receive a new stain or paint of color. A new glory can be given to old furniture, and God can do the same thing with us. He can put a new glory inside this old life, but he must first strip away the old nature and sand away our sinful strongholds. We shouldn't run from being broken. Even though it's not pleasant, it will produce life. God wants to give you life. God wants to give you his shalom. Brokenness is a blessing because it puts us on the road to a breakthrough. Yeshua said in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Those who are spiritually broken will be blessed because they will see God, and God's power will overflow in their life." Brokenness is a blessing because he puts on us the road to a breakthrough. I'm going to say that again. Brokenness is a blessing because it puts us on the road to a breakthrough. One more time. Brokenness is a blessing because it puts us on the road to a breakthrough. The scripture promises us that God remains with those who are broken and makes them stronger than before. In Isaiah 61:3, God promises to give those who mourn and are broken a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. The significance of the Lord Yeshua is that he can own, The significance of the Lord Yeshua is not that he can give us bread, but that he is bread. And I pray today that as you feed from the bread of the Lord today, that he will minister to you, he will encourage you, he will strengthen you, and draw you more into his presence. Amen.